Bidalmanalov, about 9 lines down. Vomer Kia Bar Abba Omer Birchon Kotamachochem Shanimsa Ravab Abba Bigdo Yischai of Misa. This is by a Tamachochem, which has found that he has fat, that he has oil, his fat stains on his clothing, so that's doesn't look proper, and it's so people will lose respect for the Tamachochem. That's because of the because the covenant Torah, which is there, they're going to lose respect because he's not acting properly. So he deserves to be punished. Shemar kolmas misanai ovamovis. I'll take your misanai elamasnii. Those who make me hated are the person who causes that the Kosh Baruch Hu's respect is lessened, deserve misa.
Why is that? Any stain?
It sounds like the stains are, they're a little more sloppy and messy type of stains. He has a speck, but he has this blob of, Rashi says, it's either shuman or chaylev. If it's very fatty and oily, that's a much... Ravinamar Ravad, if he has a Ravad, which would be some Shikhvazera, Rashi says. Itmar, that's Mamash Masniyai. If the person walks around like that, that's Mamash Masniyai, and that's Kri Chayim Misa. Well, I plegi. So, on the outer garments, so even Ravav is a problem, and the inner garment, which is not visible, so the Ravav is it's not such an issue, but the Ravav would be the insulting thing. So Yeshayo had the war where he went, he went unclothed and barefoot, so it doesn't mean he went unclothed. So it meant, Orem meant Bivigodim Buluyim. It's like many of the Nevuahs, the Navi would actually act out, do some action, which would act out the Nevuah. The Nevuah was the same way that he went, or Yochev, so Kleisel is going to go into Golis, and they're going to be said of Orem Yochev. He didn't actually physically go, Orem Yochev, it meant he went dressed in a way which is not proper for the Talmud Chacham that he was. Okay, Tanan Hosam. Revav Alam Ardeya Chaytis. This is a loch in Hilchus Tevila, being tabled a garment which is Tomei. You have to be tabled in the so Marda or a garment or item which is Tomei. So the Mardeya is like a saddle, not a saddle, like something you put on the back of the chamor to ride it. It's not a saddle, but it's like a thick, very thick type of cloth. So Revav, this is, you have this shuman or whatever it is on the Mardeya, it's going to be a chatzitza. Shuman gamimar akis or hitalki. It's a chatzitza. If it's the size of kisri talki, up to if it's less than that, it's not significant. So it's an makbid. It doesn't mind that it's there, and therefore, it's an makbid. So it's not a chatzitza. So the raisa we had, the chatzitza is the raisa. The chatzitza has to be on roiv of the item, and makbid. He's makbid that it's there. Mirabonin, it's either if it's roiv and even though it's not makbid, or it's a miyut and it's makbid. Miyut and a makbid is not a chatzitza even the rabbanon. Just there's a ramah that our minig is chachil to be makbid on all chatzitzas. But midinah the gemara, midinah the mishnah, it's not a chatzitza. Okay, vala begadim. Even on begadim also. If it goes all the way through, that it gets absorbed into the bag, that's already considered significant enough that a person's machban on it. If it's on one side, a person's not machban. Comes along Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda Amar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Af Misarechud is chaytzitz. On one side, even on one side, it is a chaytzitz. By many Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, me Rabbi Chanina. So, Merdas Misarechud or Mishnei Tzadim. It started out talking about the Merdeya, then it spoke about the Beggar, and the Beggar it discussed one side and two sides. So it didn't discuss by the Merdas one side and two sides. So how am I supposed to understand by the Merdeya, is it one side or two sides? Amalei, Rabbi Chanina said back to Rish Lakish, Zulo Shemati, I have no Masara on this question that you just asked. But I have a masara on something else, and we can extrapolate from there. What did I learn similar to this? Rabbi Yossi says, why do that Mishnah? Shal banoyin mitzad echad, v'shal bur mishnei tzadim. So the garment of the banoyin is a chatzitza on one side. Even one side is significant for them. We'll see Benoit is in a second. And the boor, the ignoramus, you know, this low, very, you know, unlearned, unsophisticated fellow. So by him, it's only chatzitza, but shnei tzadim. It's only because all the way through his garment, and so that's already chatzitza. So b'lotehem ardas chashuba mibigdash alamorit. So Ruchina says, not mistarbit to me that the merdas of the chamor should be more significant than the baggage of the hamoras. My benoyin. So what does benoyin mean? Amr b'yechanon. Elo tibir chachamim sh'oiskim b'binyonah shel oylam kol yemei. So referred to as benoyim, they are the builders because they are being oisik in building up the worlds. That's Rabbi Yechon's shot. We'll bring up shot later on from Shmuel further down. He says a different shot. What benoyin is okay, but so Rabbi Yechon says, but benoyin is referring to the Tamachol. So he has to carry himself. He has to port himself properly. So him a chatzitza, even a little, even on one side is considered a chatzitza, as opposed to the Amoritz, the boor. It's only been, it's all the way through. Okay, I do a little more ready. Rabbi Birchanon, is that a bechacham shmechzirin loyaveda between his item? There's a locha, but the person has to return an item. He has to give a simon. By tamachacham, the Gemara says in Bamitzia that you're allowed to return it with. If he recognizes the item, he gets the item back. So the Morba there said the definition of Tamachochem has to be somebody who's not Mashana Diburoi, except for those three things. The Morba says the three things, the person is allowed to be Mashana Diburoi, he's allowed to, they ask him whether he knows the Masechta, he's allowed to say he doesn't know the Masechta, etc. So, but besides that, comes Birchan says, and this is actually, you know, brought down over there in the Halacha, in the Rosh over there quotes this Gemara. So who's the Tamachachim Shemazir Naved B'tzviya Sayin? Zeh HaMakban Al Chalukar LeHavchoi. He's very careful how he wears his begadim, and if any of the begadim is put on it, it's inside out, which apparently the average person would not necessarily be makbid to switch it back. He's makbid to switch it back. He deports himself properly. So that person is careful to deport himself properly. We can trust him when to get a Naved back B'tzviya Sayin. You see, just to see, for you know, again, there's elements of Rabbi Yochanan, the shitasa of the beggar is mechabdusa. The beggar's function is to show the proper covet of the person. See Rashi, Revav, the fifth line down, and then there are lines, Shuman v'chelib. It's different types of fat. Chai Misa, Shetarach Liyos, Choshu v'hogun v'chvetzeros. A person has to act properly because of the cover of his Torah. Masniyai, was the Lashon Masnia Shemamasin Atzmon Be'enei Habriyus. They make themselves unrespected in the eyes of the people. Habriyus Armim Oylehem L'lem De'atara Shehem Ma'usim U'magunim. Nimses a masni as a terrorist. People lose respect and cover for the terrorists. Revadi Mashik Lazero, Lushan Mar, I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce the posik. Mervadim Revadati Arsi. That so he, which means, what does he mean now? He's touching that posik. RC is a bed. Repetitive, bekishatative, bebesamim, minim, hamachnisim, taiba, betizokically. So the person made their bed desirable. So you see the lashon of the mervadim is the act of intimacy between a man and a woman. Beglima shu elyon, so I feel a revav is a problem. So the outer garment, even revav is a problem. But the vush, the lower garment, shu tachten, revav in, revav loy. Revav is something improper. Revav is not significant. Alamar das shal chamor, you put on this blanket which you put on the chamor is chaytzit. Kaldaber chaytzit in tefila. Anything which is chaytzis by tefillah, the loch is hechad the kopid, although the bachat word hechad the kopid, although where he's makbid on it. Chachatzitza shemakbid lo is chaytzitz. So the definition of chatzitza in Allah is brought down is there's two ways. One is where if the general populace is makbid on it, even if you're not makbid, or alternatively, if you're makbid, even the general populace is not makbid. But you can't say if the general populace is makbid, well, I don't care. You know, people, I don't mind. That's not. It's still considered a chatzitza because, in general, this is perceived as something which is not part of the item. The logic of a non-chatzitza, the non-hakpod is it becomes bottle to the item, becomes tuffle to the item, and it doesn't act as so it becomes bottle to the item. So it's not an interruption between the item and the water because it's bottle to the item, becomes part of the item. But it's not true because most people hold that this is not part of the item. It's not cannot become bottled to the item.
Is it that the population or the general population that's involved in the same war population?
Right, okay, so for each item, we deal with the way it is. So people which are painters, their definition of a chatzitza for their hands might be different, you know, with coming to the diamonds brought down. People which work in Seva and dyes will have different, you know, so for them that's considered normal. I'm saying general purpose as opposed to the individual himself. Yeah. So, but for prison, makbid is a chatzitza. So the Mishnah is telling me this is considered a chatzitza. Tan hasam, mesetas mikvos. It's over there in mikvos. Why are we back has word hachab? Why is this brought here? Mishum the boy the mishnah shall banoyim. It brings the banoyim. So there, tamachachem makbid al levushov. So it's to show that tamachachem was makbid on his begot him, so which is Rabbi Yochanan's idea before, so that's why it brought it. So it said by regular garments, Mishneh Tzadav, Shahayu Boim Harbe Acha Nivla Bebegad, Menir Tzad Hasheni, it absorbed enough to the other side, it was visible on the other side. Medas Mishneh Tzadav, Mi Beis Tzadav, so Rish Lokash asked, the Mishmol, Domer Bebegad, Mi Tzad Echad, according to Mishmol that says that Begad is on one side, so Merdas, my Omer, but what does he hold by Merdas? Rabbi Yosef Rishal Benoyin, Sepolagat Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda quoted the name of Rabbi Shmuel that even one side is a chatzitza. It comes to Rabbi Yosef and says, no, Vomer, that Rabbi Shmuel, he's saying in Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, Rabbi Yosef is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said one side is a chatzitza, it's only by Benoyin. Begashal Benoyin, the Hanat Tamir Chachamim, Shemak Bidin, Alabu Sheyen, that's Mitzad Echad. The shalbur is only mishnei tzadim. Even in a youth had a baggage is different. Even one side is enough to be a chetzitza only by tamachach. Okay. Shemzir lo aveda b'tviya zayin. Kivin shomer. So then, what I'm not clear about is then, Reish Lakish the Shaila was in Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Shmuel. We haven't answered the question. Because in Yehuda's version, any garment is what is one sided is a chatzitza. So according to Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, what would be by Merdas? I don't know. You're right. In Rabbi Yossi, I know. Rabbi Yossi's version of Rabbi Shmuel. So if a boor is only with two sides, so the Merdas also is only with two sides. But in Yehuda's version, we still don't know what Rabbi Shmuel would say. Well, the more held, it's not Mistarba that Rabbi Yehuda would argue in Rabbi Yossi that far. Shazir Lavena Batviya side. Kimin Shomer Anima Kiro Abishan Noisim Basimin Kiramar Bela Matsi. As soon as he says that I recognize it, that's sufficient to give it back to him, without even without a simin. So it says, Hamakbid al Chaluka Lahavcha Lahav Loim Shoy Kashuhu. If he puts it on Kashuhu Hafuch, he put it on and realized it was inside out. Makbid alav, he's careful, v'hoifcha, and he turns it over. Shemakbid alav, shelo yiru, hatfiras hamagunos, v'imrei acholot. Because it's not proper, you should see the stitches, which are not as chosh. Okay. Something more. Imrei is like the edges of the garment, the edge of the, when we had before, when you would make, we'd weave a piece of cloth, you'd put on the border, you put like another thing, with like a harder, something to hold it in, so that was called Imri. V'omer b'yechadon, eizel tamachachom, shem emanem oysa parnas ala tzibur. Who's a tamachachom which they... He is to be accepted as the parnas, the leader of the tzibur. You can ask him a question anywhere, and he's able to answer it. And even Masechtas Kala, is one of the Masechtas Ketanis. So the average person is not necessarily familiar with it. The average Talmud Chacham even is not necessarily familiar with it. But if you have a Talmud Chacham who is familiar with that, that's the one who's roy to be Mamuna as the parnas, is the one in charge. The Chabad Chaim writes in one place, based on a shach, I think. There's, yeah, certain you know, dinim and chashim mishpat, you know, you give certain advantages to Talmud Chacham. He has a right to sell if he deals in merchandise. They would be nakalei shuka if it was only Jewish market. Not it was non Jewish market. There's a difference. It's only Jewish market, so he would sell his items first. There are certain things, you know, that they would do off the cover of the Talmud Chacham, as pranasa of the Talmud Chacham, etc. He says, what's the division of the Talmud Chacham? He says, but each generation, according for them, whatever is considered a Talmud Chacham, you know, can, comparatively, you know, to where, you know, the stature of the generation would still have that halacha. He says it actually in regards to the halachas of it's a shach in Shin Lamed Daled in Yeridaya, but the halachas of Cherim. There's a person of Asa Talmud Chacham, you know, etc. And vice versa, Talmud Chacham doesn't act properly, so it says it's defined based on the generation. So some people say, no, we don't have a Talmud Chacham as much as that. He says, that's not, that might look, the Kitle Shuka maybe yes, I think he says, but the Gabi didn't, the Vasa Tamachachim, not. Chavis Chaim quotes it, the Gabi this year, Blush and Heart of the Tamachachim, etc. You know, you listen to the definition of Tamachachim in Europe, the definition of Tamachachim in America, it's not the same Tamachachim, you know. I told you, she one time told us that the smicha entails. The smicha, I told you that, right? I told you this once. So Rav Gifter said, described the smicha entails. So there was a city in New Tells called Vainut. Vainut, it says, was about the size of this table. It was a little dinky. It was about the size under this table. So it was a little dinky town. And the rabbi over there was a Goyen Olam. His name was Rebbe Altshuler. And the Tazrov didn't give the time to get, give Samicha. He said, you would go to Reinutz, you'd spend 3 days there. The Rav sat and learned the whole day. There was nothing going on in the city. It was poor, there was nothing there, you know. And he sat and learned the whole day. And you'd spend 12 to 14 hours a day with him, and he would talk to you anywhere in Shas and Poskim. And after 3 days, he felt that you were worthy to become a Rav, he gave you Smicha. That was the Bechina. 3 days, 14 hours, 12 to 14 hours a day, anywhere in Shas and Poskim. That was the Smicha in Europe. Now you learn 35 simanim of your Adaya and your Shina Rav. This is different. Sorry, it's a little bit different.
How many people did he give Smicha to?
I don't know. It didn't sound like it was extraordinary that people got Smicha. He described this once. He says, Shiva went to Rav Avigdor Miller's Hatzal, got married in Europe in Vaynut, actually. His wife was from Vaynut. Rav Gifter went to the Chasna. So he went to speak to the Vaynut Rav and learning. So he was a Bacher, you know. So he asked him a kasha. He said, it was in Tzvachim Samach Vav, he said. So Rav said, no, we have to see the Gemara first. So the Chasnas were by the front of the shul that used to make the Chasnas. So he ran inside to get the Gemara. He said, the command is not, I don't mean that. He said over verbatim, Gemara Rashi Tosis, some Vavam and Alchem Abeis, on the spot, word for word, the whole thing. He said, we saw the Gemara now, what do you want to ask? That's the Madrega, what you're talking about, the Talmud Chacham. Okay. It's scary. Anyway, so who is a Talmud Chacham that it's incumbent upon the city to take care of his needs? If he's busy taking care of the needs of Shemayim of the city and not focusing on his needs, so then the people of the city have a chiyuv to take care of his needs. That responsibility takes for his bread. That means you have to make sure that he has his basic needs. Okay. What's considered Talmud Chacham? Kol shashelanu say halacha b'chol malkum avo emra. He's able to answer halacha where you ask him. What is the significance of this definition? Lemenuye parnas al tzibur. So we said before, you can imman him parnas al tzibur. But now the more adds a kanech. Ibechad mesechta ba'asre. Ibekula tenuye bereish mesifta. So there is dargers. A person who was less learned is still considered a Talmud Chacham, and you might give him a position of authority in a small area, ba'asre in his area. But to be the Reish Masifta, to be the leader, you'd have to be able to answer all over the place. So we said before, Parnas, Al Tzibur means over the greater Tzibur. Okay, that was Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer says, what does Banoyan mean? As referring to Elu Kalim Ha'u Lairin, Ha'boy Medina Sayam. So the Lairin were the bathhouse attendants, and they would have garments which they would give to the either it's referring, it was like a towel that people would wrap themselves in. There's another person, I saw someone else, I forget who said it. It's something along the lines of the person wrapped themselves up in after they come out of the Merchats, and obviously they wanted to be, it was the chashava, the towel, the chashava wraps. So they were makbid over there. If you want to have a good reputation for your bathhouse, obviously you're a makbid that it should look, the towel should look nice. So that's where the hakbada was. Even on one side, it has a stain. Even on one side, it would be a problem. And a chatzitza. The Mor says, the memra the chavirin. You know, apparently you're saying that they were white. They were light colored, and therefore you would notice and they'd be makbid on any the stain which is there. Vamalu Rabbi Yanai Levonov. Mor says, but I have the story that Rabbi Yanai told his children before he died. Bonai, my children, please, I'll take Biruni, Lebekhelim Levenim, Lebekhelim Shacharim. Please do not bury me in white garments or in black garments. Why? Levenim, Shemaloi Ezkebekechosin Ben Avelim. maybe I will not be zeicher, and I will look like I'm in the wrong group. I'm looking very happy, and I'm not really so happy. I'm in the unhappy group. So why am I wearing white? Why are you wearing black? But rather, you should bury me in these kalim ha'olayrin, which were apparently not white or not black. So Alma, some more says, we see that they were sumkin, you know, they were a reddish, a brownish reddish color. So if that's so, that would not create a level of hakpada on the stains. It was a nice, you know, brownish reddish color, so it's not so noticeable. Samora says, "Look, Kasha, haba glimi, haba lavushi." The glima was sumak, but the lavush apparently was a lighter color. And then you'd be mad without it. It's a grashi. B'chol mokum, b'chol ha-shas, you can ask him anywhere in shas, b'chilu b'sefles kala. V'lo regili bo inchi. People are not familiar with it usually. V'zen also liba b'garso, and he made sure he learned that also. B'sefles kala, b'raisa hi. It's a collection of braises. It starts with the b'raisa kala b'loi bracha, sur l'bala kanita. That's an isra b'kala before sheva bracha. That's where it starts with. That's what refers to Maseches Kal. Tam Chacham Shemin Eira Mitzuvin Lasis Malachtoi. Shem Perik Zayin the Yuma Kasev Echad Omer Basisa Lacha Aron Eitz. One pasuk says that you make the Aron out of wood. Kasev Echad Omer Basuas Aron Atzeshitim. You make it out of Atzeshitim. I don't remember the drasha. Okay. Shittim is acacia wood. The mitzvah berifte, darbar shena yochel litreich boy. He doesn't have the time to take care of. B'chayav tuyim boy, and he needs it. Midela hashav mesecta shehu oisuk bo memanam esuparnas ba'astrei. If he's able to answer in the mesecta that he's learning, then he can be the parnas there in his local area. And if he knows more, I mean, if you can answer from one mesefta to the other, so then he can become a resh mesefta. Going back to what we said, the Mishnah said, benoy mitzadechod. Hainu kelim shalu lairin, balonim, is from the bathhouse attendants, sheishlem alum tiyois. In America. An aluntis is a towel. It's a large towel which you would wrap yourself in, and they have chashuv ones to give the chashuv the people who attend the bathhouse who were chashuv or rich, etc. So they would give them these nice clothing. So these people, makpid al tinuf ma'at, they're makpid on even a little bit of dirt. Benoim Lashon Bay Bani. Lashon Benoim is the place where you bathe. Remember the Chibrinino? Minim Akpirin al Revav Shalem. If you're Mak on the Rav, apparently it must be white. Dilo Sumki loy Migno Batir of Porta. Because the Sumak ones are not affected by a small amount of dirt. Shemelo Yaskib Eshe Ben Oysim Shinidonim Begehenim. Shadarim, which had the shulik there, we had before, that they're compared to the bottom, the black bottom of the pot. So they're all black, and I'm dressed in this nice white garment that doesn't look good. Glimi is sumki. So the glima was sumak, and the outer garment was white. Mishwalim and Mekaplin, then it says that the Mishnah discussed whether you're allowed to be makriv the chalovim from. Shabbos on Yom Kippur, and the Chalamim from Yom Kippur and Erev, which is coming out of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. So Rav Shmuel said you can't do from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, you can do from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Mekiva said neither way. Turn on bottom. Elas Shabbos b'Shabbatai. You can be makir, but even the Elas Shabbos on its Shabbos. So limit al kelbe Shabbos shemakriven b'Yom Kippur. So you can be makir. So the second word B'Shabbat Hayah Extra. Referring to Yom Kippur, it's also referred to as Shabbos. You can be makir the Erev Shabbos on the Shabbos of the Yom Kippur. Yachol Af Shal Yom Kippur and B'Shabbos. So let's say back the other way around. So it says Tavolamer B'Shabbatoy. Only it on its Shabbos is coming to exclude this on that, not that on this. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rekiva Omer Erev Shabbos B'Shabbatoy Liman Al Chel B'Shabbos Shekraven B'Yomtiv. That Chel B'Shabbos are kevim not on Yom Kippur but on Yom Tov, which is referred to as Shabbos. Yachol Af B'Yom Kippurim, you can makir Shal Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Tamalomber B'Shabbato to an exclusion. Mor says because Shetim's a loymer. If you think about it like this, the Dibur Rishmol the Dorm and the Dabbas kevim B'Yom Tov. The Mechol because we had in Beyer whether you could bring the Dorm and the Dabbas on Yom Tov. So if you bring the Dorm and the Dabbas on Yom Tov, Kal V'Chomer you can bring the Chel B'Shabbos on Yom Tov. So I don't need a pasuk for that. So what's the pasuk coming for? It's a kroah liyom kippurim. The David of Akiva, the Dharma of Shabbos ain't craving b'yamtiv, and therefore I'm not sure you can bring chavei Shabbos on yamtiv. It's a kroah lemishrei b'yamtiv. So you're allowed to be, the pasuk is coming to tell me that you're allowed to bring chavei Shabbos on yamtiv. Therefore, I don't have a pasuk to tell me Yom Kippur. Okay.